Ooh, do nice. You edit this out?
Yeah. Here.
There's lots of room here. Wow, this is going to be a tight fucking squeeze here.
You set it up.
I know. Welcome back to Two Whites and a Blue, the podcast that no one likes until we stop doing it.
We're doing it again?
Yeah, it's back.
Yes, everybody's welcome.
I can't get my fucking headphones working, so we're going to go without today.
But our headphones work, and we got this new ASMR.
It's ASMR. What'd you spend your money on, ASMR? It's been a year since we all got together and sat and had a beer and talked about cash, women.
It must have been longer than that, no?
I don't know. How long has it been?
It's been a bit.
For the three of us together?
Yeah, it's been a while. Been
since
a while.
We consistently did it?
Mm.
That's been a really while.
Hasn't been consistent in 2 years. So
what, do you know how many episodes we actually had?
I'm going to clear the catalog, I think.
What? Nice. Why?
I think it's a good idea.
Well, keep them.
I'll keep them.
No, delete them forever.
But they won't be online.
Oh, really make the people fucking thirsty, eh?
Patreon.
See, this is the difference.
We can release the back catalog when we don't feel like doing an episode every 2 weeks or whatever cadence we set.
We'll never do one then.
Just a throwback.
Just keep re-releasing them.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, like we'll do every, well, what we get, there's 52 weeks in a year. 52 weeks, right? But we got like 60 episodes, so we could just re-release them. Actually, fuck that. Pay us. You can maybe get them.
Patreon.
50 cents a piece.
Patreon only. We need a sponsor.
DraftKings.
Yeah, we should talk to like MeUndies, DraftKings.
MeUndies.
Yeah.
I forgot about MeUndies.
Manscaped. Who else?
I don't know, all the sin stocks. We just want gambling.
Cigarettes.
Yes,
cigarettes.
Yes.
This episode of Two Whites and a Zins. Blue brought to you by Pall Mall.
Pall Mall. And we also want Tito's Vodka.
Mm.
Mm.
What else? Zins would be sick.
What's
sponsored
Zin?
By Zins? It's just like, I don't know, this new age dip.
No tobacco, but it's got nicotine.
It's just pure nicotine pouches.
A lot of people
are getting zipped up on them.
A lot of people like nicotine as like a mental stimulant.
Nootropic.
That's why I use it.
Yeah, for sure.
Not you've been a big nicotine nootropic guy?
Yeah, I've been doing that since I was started, like 15. I was like, this isn't for partying. This is for me. I need to do well in school.
I need to do this when I'm super drunk.
That's news to me.
Well, it keeps you fucking level, right?
Mm.
If you don't do it while you're drunk, you get stupid and silly. If you go out for a cigarette every now and then.
I do business ideas.
Well, we came up with this podcast in front of a fire. We were on a lot more nicotine that night. But
well, speak for yourself.
Yeah. I know, but the thing with business ideas, usually what really helps out is cocaine.
Mm, that's what we should get sponsored by.
Cocaine. Big cocaine.
Sponsored by.
You've heard of Big Mill. Now try Big Cocaine.
Hey, Sinaloan Cartel, you guys looking for a sponsorship? Yeah. You guys want to put yourself more on the map?
Very strange. Should we start as we always do? Mm. What did you spend your money on the last 2 years?
I don't know.
I don't want to go for 2 hours. I want to cut it like an hour and a half max.
I couldn't even tell you what I spent my money on, but I don't have any, so I must have been spending on
the millennial drug. Go ahead.
I'm the opposite. I can't tell you what I spent my money on because I have not been spending money, and right. I have money now.
What's so you're flush. Like? You're cash rich.
Yeah, it's nice, but I've become so much more frugal in the last 2 years since we've done this podcast last.
That's why the podcast stopped, because Will had nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
What'd you spend your money on? Nothing.
Nothing.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
Another week of spending $0.
That's why I was skipping weeks.
And he started. He's also busy, like making his own gas for his car. And
that's why there's too much gas money to get to Joey's. Now that he lives in Dundas, we can do this no problem.
It's nice, eh? I do like it being here. Everything's close.
Still, two out of three of us still live in Dundas.
Yep, yeah, I had to
you're
leave.
Pretty close though.
10 minutes.
Yeah,
still beat Will here.
Way closer than I was before for you guys to drive up to me every Friday night.
Yeah, we're in the 10 minutes. We're in the 10 minute zone. Everything's 10 minutes away. It's actually kind of fucking clutch, to be honest.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's
well, now good. You spend your money on rent.
Yeah, I do spend my money.
How's
on
that? I mean, you made the biggest move since last time you recorded. I mean, me and Will are like just kind of coasting here.
I guess you bought a house.
I moved, but still, like I already had a house before.
Yeah.
Not much has changed.
It's fucking awesome. This morning was exactly what I wanted out of it. Like this was the precise situation I wanted. I was up.
Get your notepad out.
Eating breakfast. Darren walks in the door. He just goes, yarr. I'm like, yarr. He's like, I've got two McMuffins and a coffee. Want to play NHL? I was like, you're fucking right. I do.
He roped you into it?
And we just, twist my arm. So we were just sitting there. We were just playing like offline NHL, just drafting teams.
Which is
playing.
The best. Oh, that's so
it was
sick.
The best. It was so fun. We were just for like a couple hours. I was like, I want to play another game, but I have to go. Like I fucking have to go to this fucking show.
This?
Yeah.
So you did it for like 5 hours this morning.
I was. I got home. I got home from hockey.
He got there at 11:59.
I got home from hockey last night at like 2 a.m. and then I stayed up till 4 by myself playing NHL.
Oh my god.
I got baked though last night.
What year NHL are you playing?
NHL 20.
20. Wow.
Definitely not new.
Is there still an online community for that?
Let's just say who would it be? Fucking, I'm pretty sure McDavid was rated like an 84.
Nice. Was his
his rookie year.
It definitely wasn't. He's been
Matthews
like
is the cover. Matthews is the cover.
Wow, he's been that highly regarded for that long.
McDavid?
No, Matthews.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's been around.
Wow. Is he 30 yet?
Fuck no.
He's got the hair of a 40-year-old man, but he's not 30 yet.
He's 24?
Yeah, pretty sure. He's been in the league for 6 or 7 years.
He's 24.
Yeah. I guarantee
history of knowledge.
Broke the league in the 18.
Probably. Pretty good opening night for his fucking ass.
Four baggers. Not too bad.
He turned two tricks first two games, right, Matthews?
This season.
This year,
yeah. He's like they were saying, like I was watching Chicklets, they were saying he's like ahead of Ovi when Ovi was at this point in his career in points.
This many games.
In goals, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not going to beat Ovi, though.
Because he said he was at two shortened seasons or something?
And he's a Band-Aid. Like, Ovi's a fucking beat-up Russian guy. Like,
26, okay.
Yeah, 26 years old.
He's like a Russian, like, durable guy, right? Like, barely ever injured. And
I saw a picture of him. He looked like Joe Markew.
Who did? Ovi? Oh, he's looking pretty
his helmet's
deep.
Just like sideways. Like, it looks Ovi like he's delivered, on a recess.
He's a beauty.
He's delivered a lot of hits and he's taken a lot of hits. And
he's still good to go.
He's just stands there unbelievable now, point scorer. Yeah, but he's got so much touch.
Like, what do you mean now? He's been doing that for years. No, you just don't see it on TV.
But before, he's always been a like prolific scorer. But now, like to Will's point, he's not the same like nuclear bomb.
No, he doesn't go out and dig out pucks anymore. And fuck no. Like,
well, we saw him live in Buffalo, right? We went out because we're like, fuck, I'll go watch OV play. Fuck, $100, sure. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's funny, like, when you're watching hockey on TV, it's like following the play. And OV kind of just sits behind the play. Like, he was just sitting on the blue line in the defensive zone. Just, like, literally just standing there, moving.
I was listening as I was watching, I don't know if it was a highlight or something from the Capitals game, but it was like, the announcer was like, oh, OV at the bus stop. OV's at the bus stop. He just stands there straight leg.
I like it.
Yeah, he's not even ready to go. No. He's just waiting for, like, an odd man rush.
How big is he?
He's not small.
No?
He's got to be 6 feet, like, probably 2 1/4. Like, he's a big boy.
You can't move him?
He's a big, fuck, he's a truck, too. Like, he'll run you over. Probably not now. He doesn't really fucking play like that.
So Darren came to give you like a nice wake up call this morning, 11:59. He wakes you up.
Breakfast. No, I was up already. Okay. I already made breakfast. I was up. I was just chilling.
What else has changed about living on your own? We had a little party last week or 2 weeks ago, and you were nice enough to host us before and after. Did you host us after too?
For a bit, right. Like for a beer.
Okay. Do you find that you're more willing to like have people over? I mean, you have a romantic
versus that your parents.
You have a romantic interest. I'm sure you spend more time with her as opposed to what you would have done if you're still living at your folks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just kind of like the clutch part. It was like, I'm going to have the bachelor pad for the year. First thing I do is go out and get a fucking girlfriend.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But that, I don't know. I just feel like that's just
progression. It was just easy, right? It was like, exactly. Okay. It was just like you have a spot, right? But I'm like, fuck,
well,
I waited
too
fucking long.
Fucking wifed up now.
Well, I don't know. I don't really ask them about what their fucking scenarios are.
DB, no. He's not wifed up. I know.
It's complicated, I would imagine.
It's always complicated, though. But
he's got a few overnight friends.
Well, he's a yoga instructor, right? So it's just that's just naturally going to be complicated because they're just in that realm.
You know what people like talking about? People they don't know.
Yes.
I think it's
listening.
The yoga instructor thing, I don't know. I think people who listen to this show more than probably know Darren than that. But I think it's funny, like the yoga crowd, sometimes I see in the gym, like when I go to Crunch on Main especially, they have like that, whatever. It may as well be like a sleeping class. It's everyone just lying down in a dark room.
Okay, they're all 75 years old.
No, they're all like in their 30s.
Yeah, but they're...
It's like a group of people who know whether or not
they're traveling.
Mars
traveling inward.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
So it might not look like a lot, but
I don't
there's
know.
A lot going
it's really,
on. Next thing
really
you know, people are fucking floating in the room.
It's
and
really
shit.
Weird. I don't anticipate ever like getting in touch with that side of my being, but a lot of people do, man. It would be hard to date in that pool, I think.
It would be stable people. Yeah.
Not loyal either. Oh. No. They love banging.
Of course.
For sure they love
interesting.
Banging.
Interesting.
It's just like,
banging.
Wow, it's
well, they're always like sweating is so sweaty, half naked in a room together, like moving around and shit. I don't know. That's got to create some kind of like
horniness.
Yeah.
Well, and then they're just, and then they can just, people. Then they can just go, oh, my spiritual guide told me.
Wow.
True. There's it's like one step down from a cult almost, you know?
My spirit guide. Who's the spirit guide? The teacher?
The teacher of that day.
Or it's like an internal compass.
Could be an internal compass.
That's what you meant.
Wow. So you haven't traveled inward enough, and neither have I, but I live with the guy.
I can't even take the first turn toward him. I don't even know. Yeah. I can't even get there, man. I'm not Google a slut. Maps
my
to get
spiritual
it.
Guide. Yeah. Yeah, told me not, to wasn't sleep me. Around.
Slut it up.
Yeah, well, he was telling me to bang her.
Before anyone gets mad, it's men and women in the yoga class. Okay, it's not like we're womanizing here.
I would say more so men, even.
These days, yeah. A lot of guys in the Lulu tights rolling around.
Oh, dude, like
I've taken on the mat, sweating.
I've done yoga, like more so for like the physical benefits. Like, you know, it's fucking stretching. It's good for you, right? Like, so I was doing that.
I would
that.
Never go for anything but that.
Yeah.
I'll never fucking say namaste at the end of a class.
Is that what they tell you to do?
Oh, well, you always,
everyone
yeah.
Everyone does it.
Wow.
Have you never done a hot yoga class?
Namaste.
I don't think so. Maybe I've
like,
Brock
shut,
I did, but
shut
not
up, dude. Like,
years.
The whole class was good, and then you had to hit me with that, and I just hate you now.
The whole class wasn't even that good, though.
No.
Well, the
how good
like,
can they be
but it's
crunch.
Always like... It's,
no, no,
it's
this
so
was
funny,
like at a yoga studio.
Yeah. That's when I've gone too. But like, you could literally right now just freestyle what they say the whole class. Mm. And it's like,
dude.
All right, leave everything outside. This is just
amazing.
For you.
Amazing.
Focus dude. On yourself right now.
Dude, so
block
I,
everything out.
I went with my girlfriend at the time. We were going for like a month or whatever. We got like a wag jag. And there was like, we were like halfway through the month.
Wag jag.
What year
the
is
fuck
it?
Is that?
It's still
seriously,
5 years
it was
years
a legitimate
ago.
Wag jag. It wasn't my idea.
I don't even
hers.
Know what that is.
It's like deals
it's
on
Groupon.
Everything.
Groupon, okay.
Yeah. And like the instructor was like, he was at the front of the room and he just looked like such a troubled like 28-year-old guy. He was up at the front. He was like leaning against the wall, knees up, and he's got one his elbow on his one knee, covering his eyes. He's just sitting there like this. Yeah. And he was just like, and today's class will be about traveling.
Yeah.
And I'm like just sitting
it's
there like, dude,
that.
And I'm sitting there the whole
time.
Why don't
time. We get to travel outward?
It was the most, it was the most, like, it was fucking bullshit. Like, I could see right through this fucking guy. Like, he's just sitting there.
Is
like,
it a scam? Is he just looking for tail?
100%.
Dude,
my girlfriend at the time,
this
she
people,
was
like, listen,
fucking
if you go,
eating it up,
if
dude.
You go to a yoga class where there's a male instructor.
Oh, it was classic.
The guy is not there to teach you how to, like,
no.
look inward, okay? He's trying to get inward.
Oh, it was hilarious.
How many times, like, we all go to work every single day. That guy does that every fucking day. You think his heart is in it every day? No. He's
no
just sitting there just like repeating the same script or just bullshitting off the top of his head. He doesn't actually feel any of that
What's
shit.
The yoga instructor weekend class like? Like I can imagine what the personal trainer was. Like the Good Life PT class is probably just absolute dog shit bad. But the yoga one's got to be even worse because at least in the PT one, it's a guy like teaching you how not to wreck your shoulder doing cable flies. At the yoga one, they're giving you ideas for your script.
Well, like I think that the yoga, like Darren was telling me, it's like, The stretching, the physical, is like one tenant out of the six tenants.
Oh, dude, he's fucking balls deep. Darren would actually be good. Like, he wouldn't be like, I mean, I'm sure he's obviously sometimes he's fucking pushing for some tail. Like, you can't really, how could you not, right? But like, he's like fucking at home. He's like reading books and he's like, he's balls deep.
He's been on fucking
silent
retreats.
Yeah, like he's like an actual, like, he's
when we go to the cottage, like everyone is kind of hung over and sucking back coffee in the morning. He's on the dock.
Upside down.
Yeah, like his soul is 100 yards away at the island or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And so he would
he's
just
into
be
it, right?
alone.
Yeah, like that's the kind of guy I would want teaching me yoga if I was going to get into it, which I won't. But like, you know, I'll stretch and shit.
I don't know. If it was cheaper, I'd go a lot. I like the physical benefits.
Yeah, it's good
like,
for hockey.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a decent workout.
I guess. Okay, what else you been doing? Is that it for you? It's been 2 years. I hope you got more than that.
What the fuck, dude? Where are you going to put the pressure on me? Like, I got to dig through my
we'll
mental
start.
Fucking
Listen,
catalog
we'll start.
Here.
We'll go, but I'm just saying, like,
what have I been doing? I've been playing hockey. I've been working.
You're almost done. So you're almost a full, like, qualified electrician.
I got a year left.
Yeah.
I was fucking spent last week in the mud. Niagara on the mud.
Sick.
That was fucking dog shit.
Nice.
So, yeah, things are just going great in
That's
that
good.
Regard.
Mm-hmm.
Getting paid more, but the work is shit.
Yeah, so yeah.
Just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, nice.
Guess it's part of the deal.
Well, you work outside in Southern Ontario in the winter. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Good.
Good at it now, though, right? 5 years into it. You fucking better at least be prepared now. I could get a pair of rubber boots. Bought a new pair of boots.
Could.
Fucked them up already.
How do you fuck up rubber boots?
No, they're not rubber boots. They're just regular boots. I should have had rubber boots.
Mm. Damn.
And they're just fucked. $200. They're completely fucked.
I'm thinking about
it's been like a month.
I'm thinking about buying like a winterized pair of either shoes or boots this year for the first time because I want to spend some time.
That's
hiking.
A crazy statement that and someone in Southern Ontario just said.
Why?
You've lived here your whole life. You don't have a fucking pair of winter shoes.
Not
or
really.
Boots?
Like the closest thing I got are like my Red Wing Iron Rangers probably, and they're not like at all winterized.
Yeah.
They're not ready for.
They're just.
Prime
you know what
time.
They are? They're not low cut. That's what they are. They're just mid cut.
And they're like full leather stitch. Like they're waterproof, but they're not warm. You know what I mean? Like, they're not warm at all. Even last year, we went to a Bills game.
You don't have Blundstones? You never had
Blundstones? I do have Blundstones, but they're still they're too cold. I went ice fishing in Blundstones. That was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
When we got there.
Even the winterized Blundstones are just a thin layer
it's
of
crazy.
Insulation
that's
on the bottom.
That's not even the problem. The problem is the sole's not big enough. So when we went ice fishing last year, I went with a couple of guys who were experienced. Thank God, I would have died out there.
There's no way you would go.
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do? Join a Reddit? Let's go ice fishing for the first time together with strangers. No. So I got there and my buddies are like, tell me you have boots. I go, yeah, I'm wearing them. They're like, okay, we'll bring you boots. Like, we'll just walk out, see how far you get before you got to change your boots. We must have made it, I don't know.
8 feet?
50 yards. And like, your whole foot is just numb immediately. And it's
Yeah, you're walking through the snow.
It's not even the snow that's the problem. It's that the ice is so fucking cold that it's coming up through the sole of your shoe so fast. And so these guys are like, that's why you have like these boots where the sole's like that fucking thick.
Yeah, it's they're like wearing survival fucking suits. Lined on the inside.
Yeah. So I was able to grab a pair. But like,
remember Drake went in Crocs.
Ooh, ice fishing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
That's the coldest I've ever been, I'm pretty sure, is that one day ice fishing. But it was awesome. It's a pretty good time. You just pass around a bottle of Jack and stick your line in the
water and shoot the shit.
It's great. Yeah, you know, you just have a few, you know, marijuana cigarettes if that's your thing. It wasn't my thing that day, but we did get pretty drunk. And like the best part about it is you can actually like, unlike fishing in a lake, you look down, the water's crystal clear. You can see all the fish telling your lure to fuck right off the entire day, right? Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, I've been ice fishing with someone who actually wants to ice fish.
Ooh,
so, like...
That's good, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're not just chilling there for 8 hours.
You're actively fishing.
You're moving. So you're digging holes every, like, fucking half an hour, 45 minutes if nothing's biting.
Did you have the radar?
Yeah.
The radar is the best. These guys that I went with, great guys. I've done a couple of things with them now. They're actually my buddy John's friends from Mac. I would count them as my friends now. We've done enough stuff together. The one guy, Andy, had this like radar thing where he was saying, if you come to this lake, like this part, if you look at like the contours of the, I guess like the sandbanks underwater, all the fish are always kind of on the, like the wide end of the bank. Every time I come, I always fish the wide end of the bank. We're like, whatever, who cares? So eventually, like an hour or two into the day, he comes to our tent. He's like, I'm packing up. I'm going 200 yards that way. And we're like, okay. So he goes. And sure enough, who catches all the fish? Buddy with
the guy who knows what he's doing.
Knows what he's doing. He's got like a little bit of a history with the lake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, is that just another version of looking inward? Are we talking about looking inward in just a different way?
No.
Are you sure?
Looking inward is nothing.
There's so many fishing. There's so many levels to it. You just don't. You just don't understand.
I'm still on. I'm like at the lowest level. Yes. Yellow level.
You're like yellow. You're like as outward as you possibly.
Yeah. 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 Oh, I think that's probably true.
How far out are you? Are you like belly button hernia out? That's like about how far out I am from yoga.
I've been to yoga probably, I don't know, 20 times.
Maybe we should go do a live show from a yoga class.
You couldn't.
Don't tell them. Just bring everything. Yeah, bring it in here.
All this fucking breaks.
Let's get the lights.
Oh, we won't do hot yoga.
Oh, yeah. I would never do normal yoga.
Yeah, I'd way rather do hot yoga.
I want to start doing steams. That's what I want to start doing.
I want a fucking sauna. Steamers. That's what I want.
Does Crunch have a sauna?
What?
Does Crunch have a sauna?
No. You should know that. Of course it doesn't.
I haven't looked. I don't know.
They've got nothing. They got those stupid fucking hydro beds that are shit.
I've never been on them.
Yeah. The water massage or whatever. Yeah,
do you go to the one on Main still?
I haven't been in months.
Nice.
I just went back there last week. I got to be honest. You get a better workout there.
At Main? You were chirping it hard.
Then Waterdown. I think I went to Waterdown for like a month and it's fine. It's like better lit. The equipment's newer. But
who gives a fuck how lit it is?
kind of keeps you awake a little bit. But like the thing I like about the one on Main Street is, one, it's all, I mean, the time I go, not that I don't like seeing like, you know, a nice looking girl in the gym, but it's mostly guys lifting heavy weights. I've never been asked for a spot at the Waterdown gym. At the Main gym, almost every time I go, I get asked for a spot, which I like to see guys like pushing as much weight as they can.
Yeah, well, why is someone asking you for a spot?
Huh?
You want that?
Yeah,
I don't.
Because if I want,
I don't either.
I don't want to make eye contact. I want to pretend like no one else exists.
This guy the other day was doing 245 or 265 bench press, and he's like, "I just want to get one rep out." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm like this is no problem for you." He's a fucking monster, and he gets down there. He's like, "I don't know. I've been going hard today. I don't want to take any chances." Like real soft spoken guy. I'm like, "All right, no problem." in my head, I'm like, I can't help you anyway, so good luck.
And so you got this. And if you don't got this, neither do I.
You got this 265 strict
like,
curl.
I was like, okay, one rep. He goes, yeah. He's like, yeah, I don't need to lift off. I said, perfect. So he grabs it.
You don't need to do anything.
Reps it. I didn't even put my hands, like, they could have been in my pockets.
He's basically just like, hey, come watch me do this.
Yes. Make sure I don't 100%. Die. Make sure I don't die.
No. Yeah. It's like, hey, buddy, I'm not really sure.
You think he was establishing dominance?
I'm not really sure I'm capable of this. If you don't mind just being there for a little bit of safety,
muscular 20 something.
He just pulls it off, just fucking bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Thanks for the spot.
Muscular, what the fuck are you still doing? Muscular 20 something asked for a spot ASMR on YouTube. I'll cut that into a YouTube short.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need weightlifting.
What did you spend your money on?
Me?
Yeah.
I just said I don't spend money.
Come on,
anymore,
you must have spent it on. It's been two years.
I haven't spent a cent.
Nothing
my
for
bank.
Christmas.
You live for Christmas. I don't think the last time we did a show, Hope lived with you, but she does now.
Yeah, probably not. Pretty sure. We moved in. Yeah, in January, I think.
There you go. So you're like still fresh there.
Yeah, Hope pays
a year,
you rent.
I guess. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's the right way to do it. Like your girlfriend should pay you rent if you own the place.
Yeah,
we have another friend.
$285 bucks a month.
Wow, you're really rolling in it. That's Bitcoin money.
Oh, I still
that is the right way.
I put it in, it turns to zero.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you guys buying any stocks?
Yeah.
Okay. I just bought Bitcoin.
Man, okay. I've been doing this thing where, I mean, the thing that everyone's been preaching for so long.
Yeah.
Like, you just buy the index every paycheck.
Set and forget.
That's what I've been just buying the VOL and S&P 500.
We've only been talking about it for 3 years.
That's all I've been doing. That's what I buy.
Like, I mean, I was trying to buy stocks. Yeah, which I, you know, and I was looking at my TFSA where I had all my stocks in it. I'm like, oh, a lot of these are doing pretty average, but like what's holding the weight is my Apple is up like 400%.
The big seven, man.
Amazon is up like 200%.
Yeah.
And like that's just holding everything together. So now,
by the way, that's the entire stock market. Like,
yeah,
those
that's
seven
true.
Stocks
yeah, like Nvidia, sure. Apple, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so you're doing that.
But now I just can't get enough. I had to keep buying them. Dude. I'm like, okay, fuck. So like I had like, you know, few hundred bucks going in at first every week, and then I'm like, fuck, that's not enough. I have so much extra money, so I'm just
so much
listen
money
to this
in.
Fucking guy. I got so much extra money.
Well,
dude.
Like, I'm so fucking breaded up right now.
Well, like, it's not going anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, like, I like the one thing I liked about I bought like this with the VOO, whatever the fucking Vanguard S&P 500, right? So I just bought that, and like, I was getting you get like, you know, when I had like my whole portfolio was like Apple, all that shit, you get like your dividends, you get like couple bucks here and there.
Yeah,
I put that in. It's like, here's your dividend. It was like $50.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I was like, okay,
because there's a few dividend stocks in that top 100,
and you
right?
just get like it just accumulates, and it's a lot more satisfying to see. Oh, like mm-hmm. you get a notification on your phone. You've received a dividend of $50.
Microsoft, like, Visa, MasterCard, Apple.
There's so many of them.
The thing is, like, those equities. This is a bit of a deep cut, but it's funny to watch people now. Now that like inflation is really out of the bag in a lot of ways and everyone's talking about it, like everybody is fucking talking about the price of food and housing and whatever. Everyone is kind of describing the same problem, even if they can't articulate it in like their normie language. They're like trying to say, I can't keep cash.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot keep anything in cash anymore. I have to buy something else. And so these equities, like the big seven, because of the way they're weighted in these index funds, they're basically... they're money for people now, right? That's what people are using for cash instead of, because it's so easy too. Wealthsimple, if that's what you're using, you just like,
it is.
Set it, forget it every Wednesday afternoon. Just like, here's your deposit. Here's your buy.
I'm just looking at like, you know, like my, like, it just looks like stairs.
Just goes like this.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the steps just have been just getting bigger and bigger because I'm putting more and more money in every week. Yeah. And it's so nice. But now I do like, I'm like, oh, I mean, I'm buying the SPY every 2 weeks. I'm like, I would like some Apple too. So I'm like, you know, buy $75 Apple. Buy Amazon.
What is going on?
Thanks, Claire.
Joey just texted Claire.
I requested a delivery.
Nice. Thanks for thinking about us.
If you guys want one.
Well, it's too late now. Deliveries.
I'll just send in another call.
Delivery?
Yeah.
DoorDash, mm-hmm. a pint.
Tell me if you want one. I'll make it happen. That's good, right. though.
I think I have like, it's like six stocks and then the SPY.
Yeah.
Every paycheck it buys.
That's what I got. I started buying a lot of Bitcoin.
It's all dripped too.
So every single dividend I get just goes right.
It's like Microsoft, $3 dividend.
Right back in.
Another $2 worth of Microsoft.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
Pay the $1 fee.
It's funny. The thing is, people are like, all these guys on YouTube who are running these, you know, shitty channels about, oh, get rich quick, these stocks, whatever, dividend portfolio. Like, I don't think so, man. I'm in my mid-30s. I'm going to keep buying, you know, $200 every 2 weeks or every week. I think I'm at about $200 a week, actually. And I would just say, like, these people who are talking about trying to get rich quick, you're going to lose in the long run against the stock market. 95% of money managers.
Well, I tried for so long when I first got my, like, my first real job. I was making some decent money, and I was like, I was obsessed with, like, Warren Buffett and shit, and I'm just like, I'm just going to get rich off the stocks. And then you just think, you know.
I'll just
and
do this.
But it's like, even if I had a stock to get, like, 700%, you only have $500 in it. That's fucking, like, $3,500. Yeah, exactly. That's nothing.
Exactly. It's just got to be in a slow build over time. Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. But that's also fucking Warren Buffett's, like, MO.
Well, that's what he said. He's like, if you don't know anything, just buy the index every fucking week.
The other thing is that there's like, people like Mike Green, who's a good follow on Twitter, actually.
Jim Cramer.
I think his name's ProfPlum99. He came on the Bitcoin show last year, I think, or in the summer that just passed, one or the other.
No free plugs.
He was talking about, I'm going to give this show free plugs on the other program, so you better get used to that.
That's allowed.
He makes the case that basically the index investing market completely broke fundamental investing.
Yeah.
Because now everyone's just automatic. And brokers used to have, the job that brokers used to have was getting money out of your pocket into the index.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone wants to put money in the index. Now the job brokers have is keeping money in the index.
Right.
Which is a lot easier. People are much more afraid of losing potential gains than they are about locking in 20%.
But guess what? Once that hive mind happens, then it's like, that's why the index has been going up so much.
Yeah.
Everyone is buying the index.
It's all automatic. That's what
everyone wants to do. So if everyone just collectively agrees, like, all right, we're just going to all continue to buy the index constantly.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to go up. Better for, like, the economy anyway. Like, it's just like supporting, like, fucking, like, 30 companies as opposed to just, like, one at a time or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So everything grow. What is it? The rising tide?
Lifts all boats.
Yeah. Right, kind of thing. Wouldn't that be a pretty good fucking analogy for the
index? Yeah, exactly.
You're a ships guy? I'm a boats guy. I lift all boats.
Yeah, I'm ships. Yeah.
Ships are more grand.
True. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't call a barge a boat. That's a really nice boat you have.
Saying ship is, like, a little more esoteric. It's like grandiose.
Yeah. It's like singing on top of a mountain as opposed to, like, a molehill.
R. Kelly did that for a song, right?
Yeah,
he was the mountain.
Yeah, and then he pissed on a girl.
And he was a tall tree, and then he pissed on a bunch of other things.
That's okay, though. Like, I mean, that's just like, he was fighting for his life. And
I don't know. If a girl peed on me, I wouldn't be that mad.
But if she was, what if you were a minor?
What?
Mm.
Wait a minute. What? You wouldn't be that mad?
I wouldn't send her to jail. Would you?
If peed on you.
Yeah. She would win that case.
What? Hold on a minute.
You wouldn't win.
Now we got some content here. If a girl peed on you.
I'm not asking for it, obviously. I would be upset, but I'm not going to go.
In what situation?
She'd be like dog pissing on a tree.
If it's like you're at the mall together and she takes a leak right on your leg.
I can't think of a situation. I can't think of a situation in my life where if a girl peed on me, I would take her to court. Could you?
Depends on the girl, honestly.
Mm.
Yeah, what if she was an absolute dog?
if she was rich, maybe. I guess R. Kelly's rich. Fair enough.
Man.
All right.
It's all about your value.
If a really rich chick peed on me, then maybe.
It's like, I almost want to say something, but then it'll come across as I'm defending R. Kelly, so I'm not going to. That's not the intention.
I think this program, I think CBP is big enough that this program will get views now, which is why I want to wipe the back episodes. We're not going to be sitting at 200 and 300 plays like we were before, so I'm pretty sure this will be a little bit
more popular. Support R. Kelly. Right, so free R. Kelly.
I want to know a blanket statement then for the podcast. I can't wait to get support R. Kelly.
We don't support him.
It'd be good if we get a couple views.
When are we making our clipping Israel shit Palestine out of context? We have to make an Israel Palestine statement.
Not a fucking shot.
No chance.
That's the craziest shit ever. That's like I'm glad that I deleted Facebook long ago even still on Instagram too.
Yeah.
The craziest thing about that Israel Palestine shit is like,
there's no way you're going to be able to talk about
this. No. I'm not getting in deep. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not getting in deep.
You're already deep. You need water wings to go deep. Shut the fuck up
and hear me out for once. I'm not going to go off the rails, I promise.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the craziest thing to me about that is that I'm literally witnessing a fucking full-on divide out of, like, my 400 Instagram followers. I'm like, there's people on both sides of this. Like, I'm seeing Israel, Palestine. It's different, right?
That not everyone's just piling on one guy.
I wouldn't really call it nice because you're literally witnessing a fucking, like, a civilized divide. I'm like, this isn't good.
But it's cool that there's, like, propaganda for both sides, you know?
Sure, yeah.
It's not like,
in context, it's nice.
Well, like, usually it's like, it's all like, this one person's bad. And then you're like, yeah, fuck that guy. But it's like, really fuck that guy?
Yeah, or you're
like,
saying fuck that guy because everyone else is saying
Yeah, exactly. Now it's kind of like, oh, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And then, like, you fucking, like, I don't know, because, like, I like lately, like, if I go and, like, scroll on Instagram, not necessarily about Israel and Palestine or any of that, but, like, just, like, anything, like, the war on Ukraine and blah, 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 mm-hmm. anything like that, like, anything, like, pretty hard-hitting politics, I'll be, like, looking at it, and then I just go right to the comments, because Same. I don't give a fuck about, like, you read the caption, it's, like, biased, like, it's, like, whatever's, mm-hmm. whoever posted that, it's their opinion. You go to the comments, and then you see the fucking Tillys going down.
Oh, yeah. The comments right? are
incredible. They're incredible. But like, yeah. you get dumber as a person if you engage.
How could you? But like, how could you ever make an opinion with all that information out there? It's impossible.
You could
look up and be like, yep, this side for sure. And then you could read the other side and be like, yep, that guy for sure.
How was the fog of war? Like, even if you had all the information and digested it, like you metabolized everything perfectly, you'd still have an incomplete picture.
Exactly.
There's no way to draw.
That's why I don't even try. You have to be so
exactly. The point is just, all you should be doing is, you know, I tweeted this last week. You, an internet thinker, posting takes online about whatever like stupid shit.
T-H-I-N-K-O-R.
Me, relaxed. Bailey's in my coffee playing Diablo 4.
But reading the comments.
Voraciously reading.
I'm a voracious commenter.
I don't comment on shit. I think it's stupid. But
sometimes I feel like I should. I'm like, man,
temptation's there. People,
are you a comment deleter? Like you start typing and then
No. I've never commented on anything.
Just like therapy? Just like write yourself a letter and burn it?
Yeah, so that you see how dumb it is.
Write yourself a comment and delete it.
There's no point.
Like, it's so good for my like.
You're never going to turn. You're never going to change any minds sending shit to fucking people on the internet. But sometimes especially on Facebook. Sometimes they're begging for it, but
sometimes they need to be told.
Well, the problem is there's no fucking repercussion for the argument. Like if you argue in person and it starts getting heated, it could escalate fast, right? Like that's the beauty. That's the plan. Well, I mean that's you know that could happen if you're
losing a conversation.
Well, because it's not like a competitive conversation in the comments. It's like whatever you fucking idiot, you're so fucking stupid. Yeah. This is what it really is. It's like you would never say that to someone in person.
No chance.
Like you would never sit there and open up with you're so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like you would never,
that you don't
like,
even know.
Yeah. Imagine like a stranger, like at the bar or something. That'd like you would never like, fucking do that.
Yeah. That'd like if Joey invited one of his friends that we don't know over and he said something, you're like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, that would be good. That would make for good content. That show.
You almost did that to Phil about a decade ago, if I remember correctly.
About what?
I think he was talking about your ex-girlfriend, right?
Well, that wasn't really an argument. You guys had him being a fucking piece of shit.
You guys
let him know.
A decade-long blood feud at this point.
Yeah, and I'm not letting it go.
Resolved. Yeah.
I have forgave him in the sense that I will remain civil.
How nice.
Mm,
that's but good. No, like that wasn't an argument. That was just him being super disrespectful to a stranger in me and him Maybe not understanding him, me being my sister's little brother. I'm not going to react.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you probably thought that.
It was fine. Is that all you spent your money on? Index funds?
Index funds, yeah, pretty much.
Good. Are you buying Bitcoin? ETH?
No.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm. You're I still have ETH.
But
I have like
are you,
two
are you
right
buying
now.
It though?
No.
Oh. Mm.
No. Maybe you should have been, but it was dead for so long.
That's when you buy.
I guess. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I know.
Like
I definitely understand.
Fire sale.
But I was like, I still have a few ETH left over.
Yeah.
I don't need any more.
Are you staking? Like, are you Web3 or?
I'm not doing anything.
Stake or nothing?
Not doing anything.
I'm get back I'm into just, NFTs.
Hmm.
Well, Simple.
Are they back?
They're coming back.
Are they actually?
No.
The volume is back.
Oh, okay, sure. But the price is not, like, rebounding.
Oh,
That's got to be, like, the people who held and they're grasping at straws. And
oh, man, everyone,
it,
they're,
right?
they're just waiting for an exit. As that's soon as there's a little pump, every single person that's been holding on for 18 months is just going
to
dump.
That
that's
was
really
the fucking craziest shit to me ever. Like, you were the deepest into it, and, like, you kind of tried to explain it to me, but...
Were you not banging Discord chats? Like you
oh,
were
heavy Discord.
But
for
you
sure.
were like,
I
you
was
were
in like
crushing
Discord.
It, you were crushing
I know.
It,
like everyone's just like so like everyone's like, oh, how is NFTs doing? It's like, yeah, obviously they're fucking doing shit. But everyone fucking that knew what they were doing knew that they were shit and they were worthless. You know,
but
they're
they were making, they were getting in there and fucking wringing out the rag and getting the hell out of Dodge.
That's exactly like there was so much money to be made in just trading them. Like no one thought like, hey, I'm gonna hold on to this for 10 years or give this to my kid later. Like obviously it's gonna be fucking not.
The craziest thing about it is like, what the fuck even was that?
You know that Bitcoin now has this problem. With something called ordinals and inscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
People are using, long story short, there's like a way to get data into some of these Bitcoin transactions. People are putting fucking JPEGs on it and selling them now.
Mm-hmm.
So we got our own set of problems and people are saying like, this is not how we want to spend block space. It's wasting the monetary potential.
Well, fuck,
of
it's not your decision. Sorry.
Exactly. That's my take. You pay, You play. That's it. That's the whole point of this.
You
whole
can't
thing.
Govern it. It's the fucking.
We start the show. I start the other show by saying, "Friends and enemies, welcome to Canadian Bitcoiners podcast every week." Because that's what Bitcoin's for your friends and it's for your enemies too. That's the way it is, man. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised to hear you're not buying Bitcoin. Are you buying Bitcoin?
No, I just have it.
You just have what you had before?
Yeah, I just run it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know.
What is it, like a balanced breakfast, right?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Blueberries on your
that's
pancake
what I'm
plate.
I guess.
I'm diversified enough. Like, I don't need any more. If anything, I'm looking to sell when it, if it pumps up more, I'll probably sell my ETH.
Mm. I had to buy Ethereum for, I was conducting an experiment on the show about staking on Wealthsimple. It's
you can stake your crypto on Wealthsimple?
Your Ethereum, you can.
Oh, really?
You might be able to do other ones. I don't know. I never tried.
What the fuck is staking? Is it like what I'm thinking of? Is it like gambling?
No.
It's like you put it in some...
To like a pool that like...
Yeah, and then they give you back a yield in Ethereum. So it's like, I don't know.
It's sort of like a bond.
Yeah, there's a minimum balance. I think I can't remember if I had to buy like $200 or $300 worth. So I did it and I paid like $0. So it was like fucking total joke.
Yeah, because you put $200 or $300 in.
Yeah, but then I wanted to pull it out and it took like 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the problem.
Well, so that's why it's called staked, as it's staked for like a set amount of time, right?
I guess.
But you didn't lose any money.
No, I didn't.
So is it that bad?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fuck.
Should I put 200 grand?
If the price is like plummeting.
$200,000 would be worth $200,000.
The problem is if the price is plummeting, it acts like kind of a safety valve, right? So like if people can't get their Ethereum out to sell during a price drop, it prevents the price from falling out.
Yeah.
It's like an artificial floor that's not really there.
Mm-hmm.
And it locks people into losses that they otherwise wouldn't take. It's horseshit is what it is. And I wasn't happy about it anyway. It doesn't matter. It's fine. What did I spend my money on the last 2 years?
Yes, I've been dying to
moving on.
I moved to Dundas. You guys know that.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you. That wasn't even planned, but I liked the way that went. Nice. I liked the way that went. What else?
Welcome.
We've been busy thinking about what to buy for the house.
We've been busy redecorating that room in there.
Since when? Redecorating what room?
I don't know. There's nothing in there.
Yeah, it's my TV and my... gaming shit, and that's it.
I
bought all this
yoga studio.
This stuff.
Have like fucking 30 guys in there.
For the first time in the 2 years we did 2 years of CBP with like no equipment at all. I had like a webcam and a mic that we were using for Two Whites and a Blue.
Yeah, we did it. We were probably more bare bones when we did Two Whites and a Blue. The original. Do you forget about that,
at
Joe?
At the kitchen table.
Did you forget about that bigger,
and so,
better,
and
moving
so I spent,
on? You forget
we,
about us?
We
your
spent
roots?
Last year a bunch of fucking money on a...
On this?
Yeah, on like hardware, audio stuff, another camera, a couple lenses, lighting, mics, a Rodecaster. I got that
what
computer
else?
On Black Friday. I don't know, but it was a good chunk of change. And
I'm
happy.
Crazy to come back to like a full-on studio.
I got to say, man, honestly, sometimes I kind of like, it gives me the warm and fuzzies a little bit that...
Of course.
That we like did this for 2 years and spent... basically $0. Like we saved every penny that we made, different sponsors, whatever. We saved almost as much as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And then really went balls to the wall last year. I just did my first 2 in-person interviews last week for CBP, and I have like 2 or 3 more booked in January.
They come here?
People will come to my house. People want to come to my house
mm-hmm.
to talk to me about Bitcoin. How fucking cool is that?
See,
it's
Joe,
so
fun. Have you told anyone else that you know about that? They'd be like... They can't get far enough away from you when you start talking about Bitcoin.
But you guys get it, right?
Joey, when you're fucking out there with your 20,000 views on YouTube and you're real big time, don't ever forget where you came from, right?
I won't forget about you.
Don't forget about our like 89
view episode. But listen, one of the reasons I wanted to buy...
That's a good episode.
One of the reasons I wanted to buy this stuff is because I knew that, and I said this, you can ask Kenzie this, okay? Anytime my family asks me about the podcast that I do,
which one?
The Bitcoin one, right? They're asking me about that.
That's whack.
And they're always like, how many views, how many plays? I tell them. It's a pretty good number. It's growing. And they always ask, well, what about the one you're doing with your buddies? And I'm like, that is the moonshot. Like, that's the one that could get
millions,
50,000 plays an episode.
Yeah,
if it
in the
just
first week,
catches,
first maybe
if
hour.
It just catches a little bit of like, a little bit of popularity.
Just a little that's not it. It's not... It's our fault. It's not
it
the
is,
viewership.
It is
fault.
Our fault
yes,
too.
It is.
But
it's
we got to do it. So we have now. At
you guys
disposal.
Are not spreading it enough.
Yeah,
you guys
need to start doing the work.
We're doing it.
We need
this
you to share.
This podcast is
we need
worth
you to share
so much money.
I'm sharing,
that you guys don't understand.
I'm
the fans.
This, yeah, I'm sharing this on my Instagram.
The fans
now, my
are
personal
idiots.
One. And I gotta get away from this wall. I'm sharing this on my personal Instagram, and we have like shorts software that we use for CBP. That does all our shorts like AI generated. We just feed it the video and it pumps out short content. So I'm going to use it for this too. And I hope the show takes off because I, you know what? I got to say.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah, same.
I've always liked doing this show in person. I like doing this stuff with you guys more than I like doing the online.
We're doing this on Christmas Eve during the day when I'm sure everyone here is so busy doing so much other shit.
Are you?
Dude, I was drafting teams.
How much you got going on? That's true.
I came straight here from a Christmas lunch.
So did I. I was at a Christmas brunch this morning.
That's what I'm saying. It's a busy time of year, and here we are doing this.
Who cares?
I wasn't saying it was a bad thing, you idiot. I'm saying it's nice.
You idiot.
Like we're buckling down.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to do it. That's what I'm saying.
This guy's strong.
You know what?
Like an ox. He needs a nickname.
It's called Clamps.
Clamps? That's my name, you idiot.
When you touch the mic like that, can you hear it in the headphones?
Yeah, I can.
Even when he hears himself, he's still doing too much.
You guys, all you do is fucking
just
bitching and playing.
Get your hands off
just understand
mic.
This. You fucking need me here. Flaws or not.
So we spent a bunch of money on this stuff. I think we're about done spending now, unless I buy a third camera, but I don't think I will.
Why not?
There's three of us.
Yeah, I do kind of want each. I do kind of want
buying
at
shit
some
for
point.
Us.
Come on, Joe.
I do kind of want at one point. Those cameras are pretty cheap. Those ZV-E10s or whatever. They're only. I mean, they're.
You're gonna say a number that's gonna be way too high.
They're $900.
That's not that cheap.
It's not. Also, not that much. No.
All
right. Right. The camera does.
Why is there only
stuff.
Two then?
I thought I only needed two. I think you probably need three though. Now that I've done this setup.
Yeah, we need like a back angle too.
You need
like top
one.
Head.
No, you need
one
right,
down.
Something like that. Yeah, you need something like that, and then you would cut it all together.
Well, because you can't even see all three of us in this.
Well,
terrible shot.
It's because I didn't really think about the table thing when I was setting this up. I remembered
what I wanted to do
was put a side table on either side of those chairs.
Because.
And then something in the middle so that the mics come from out of the shot into the shot and don't cover your face, right? You guys, it doesn't matter. And you can kind of see me in the shot a little bit.
Yeah,
but
you're like hidden behind like Medusa's arm.
It's fine. Yeah. I get enough shine on
Medusa's arms.
Yeah, you're just a fucking famous guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so crazy. My brother-in-law is so famous.
Not really, but
not really.
But it's been fun.
In the Bitcoin community.
I also wanted
to set this up just for us. Like, what's it look like when it's just you?
I'll show you after. It's really not much. It's like that camera, this chair, that mic, and everything else is kind of out of the shot. Mm. The table is there, but everything else is a shot. The other thing that I like about doing it this style is that I'm not distracted by like what's going on my computer screen. So I have my laptop with me when I do the show, and just like I have like my notes up, but I'm not looking at the live chat, not looking at like, you know, stuff going on the StreamYard.
You know what this is? Visualizer. This is a conversation that we should have after the show.
Sure, you asked. I'm just telling you. Anyway, that's why I spent my money on last a while. And I also want to buy, all right, you know what I bought the other day that I want to add to my collection of? Resistance bands for the home gym. Like proper fucking resistance bands, like heavy duty ones. I've been enjoying doing like a little bit of knee rehab stuff, some crab walking. I might try and do assisted pull-ups. I don't really need the assistance, so I'm not sure what I would use it for.
Then why would you do that?
I don't know, just bang out more reps. Like when you're tired, you just keep going, right? Just do, you know, spam them like people like to say. So I'm thinking about it anyway. I kind of want to add to that home gym, but there's not a lot of room in that little dungeon.
There's one thing you said that was wrong there, and it was, I'm thinking about it. I want to see some fucking action.
Action.
Here. Think less.
What is it?
Just think less.
I want to take a piss.
Take some action. Thanks.
We'll see you soon. Yeah, okay. Take care.
We got them for half a show.
The old Two Whites and a Blue setup, you could just walk out with no friction. Leave that
light on.
Leave that light on. You just walk out with no friction. I also spent money on a dog. We got a dog.
Oh, yeah, you got a new pup.
Yeah.
Moose, so, man.
Big Moose replacing the deceased and treasured Scoop, RIP.
Yeah,
but we got the little guy now. He's holding it down. He's advanced.
Yeah, he's a beauty for sure.
Yeah, he's very advanced. He's very calm compared to Scoop. But we'll see how he goes, man. Like, he's Bernese poodle mix.
He's a good-looking dog. He's a good-looking dog, for sure.
Handsome young fella,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure.
And
everyone
he's
says
good dog.
That.
Smart dog.
Very smart.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
Listens.
Very smart.
Bit of a fucker from time to time, but he's a puppy.
He grabs a shoe, grabs a sock here and there.
We got
lucky with the other dog with Scoop. He never did that, but this guy's a big grab your shit and take it to his, you know, take it to bed. So if you're ever missing something in the house, you come over, just look in the crate, see if you can find it.
That's all right.
But no, that's it. It's been busy, but I got to say, like, it kind of feels now like we're slowing down going into Christmas here.
Yeah.
After Christmas, we'll be like fully acclimated, nothing on the go, no problems, nothing like that.
Yeah, I'm excited for Christmas and New Year's to be done.
Yeah.
Like my holidays just started. So like, don't get me wrong. I'm excited for Christmas. I love that shit.
I love New Year's. I get a week off. My holiday is my first fucking day off. It's fucking great. But I'm excited for it to be done. Like, next year starts. I can just, like, you know, the rebuild after Christmas is always, like, it's always good to get ahead and fucking.
Feels good after that. What are you guys doing? Are you coming to my house on New Year's Eve?
Maybe.
Are you coming to my house on New Year's Eve?
This is the first time I'm hearing of it.
Oh,
so
yeah. You guys are, of course, more than welcome. Come on down.
Probably not. We'll
have a little bit of a party here. Nothing too crazy, but
just a little shindig.
There'll be some good food, some good people. You'll enjoy it.
There's a couple shitty people, too, though.
Definitely.
That's what any party, you know? There's going to be a couple shitty people, for sure.
I've gone to fucking parties.
If I don't invite any shitty people, then it's not a real party.
Well, you got to have some drama, right?
That's
something
right.
to talk about later.
That's right.
Something to talk about on the show.
Yeah, I make my personal life worse so I can talk about it on
we could make another podcast called, like, Party Problems Cast.
Why wouldn't we just turn this into that? This show has
two
nothing.
Two in a party.
Yeah. two parties and one drama.
That's right. Two parties in a drama podcast.
Horrible. Shut up, man.
We were gonna change the name of the show to The Men Are Talking.
No. But wait now, a minute, Joe.
I was gonna change.
Yeah.
Joe, let's text both of us saying, here. Hey, we're starting the podcast again. This is the new name.
Yeah. He's just like, I've already made the email. I'm like, I didn't agree to that name. I'm not even too big on it either.
A couple of my buddies online came up with the name, and then I just used AI.
My online buddies.
Yeah, that's your first fucking issue. I used AI. Them for our show.
Yeah,
you're online Bitcoin call.
We probably never even heard of
those guys. Those guys are something fucking special too.
I just want to point out that it's 4:30 and dark outside.
I had to have my lights on my way over here.
Yeah, it's brutal. So I thought yesterday was the shortest day of the year. I guess not.
21st.
Getting shorter every day here. I am going to launch a show called The Men Are Talking, maybe with them if they're willing to do it. But everyone online wants to stay kind of, you know, low key, OPSEC important, all that stuff. So. I kind of want to start a Dundas podcast.
I don't even know what the fuck
we talked
you just
about
said.
That already. Again, this is something that we should talk about.
We'll talk about it later.
During a
okay,
different
so what else
show
we
that
talk?
We're trying
Let's
to
talk.
Do.
Go ahead.
You got something.
Here we go.
I do.
Here we go.
I mean, so I had this weird revelation yesterday when I was driving home. It was like, it's a pretty tough one, to be honest.
You have more revelations than a normal person.
I do. I have, like, it's pretty much weekly I think about something, and then I'll revert back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this was an interesting one. I'm not
shut the fuck
you
up.
You do it an awful lot.
I'm gonna go open up your fridge too.
Just think
fucking
go
so I was it. Driving home and I was just like thinking, I was listening to country.
That's
Aaron,
crazy.
Aaron Lewis though, so it's fun. It's cool. Lead singer Stained, like his voice, I'll fuck with his shit.
Wow.
But the song was called You've God changed. And Guns. It's probably the most, like, America song, like, you could make.
That sounds based.
It was fucking, it's a good track. But anyway, I'm not exactly hyped with the state of Canada right now. And I'm, like, typically proud to be Canadian. But right now, this is fucking crazy.
Not so much.
It's fucking crazy. It's fucking bad. It's, like, censorship heavy. It's bad.
I forgot that we talked. Like politics adjacent stuff on this show.
So it's bad.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't know. Well, it's not even fucking.
Tell me why
has
you,
it affected your
you
life
think
at
it's
all.
Bad. Why do you think it's bad?
Everything I see.
I'm not saying I disagree, by the way. So I saw that look.
I'm trying very hard to fucking. This is very hard for me to talk about because I'm fucking stupid. You can't interrupt me.
Okay.
Like, you can't do that because now it's gone. Whatever I was going to say.
Get in your flow state.
I watch like fucking. Like,
you can just skip over this and say what you. What you.
What did I just fucking say?
But you did not originally plan to talk about this.
I did. I wanted to
oh,
talk
you
about
did.
It. I did
oh,
want
okay.
to talk
hit
about
it. Okay, hit us with it.
I'm fucking trying if you guys would fucking let me.
All right.
So I watch, like, it comes up on my YouTube. It's like Justin Trudeau talking. He's a fucking goof. Straight up. He's the R-worded.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like, he's terrible. Like, and I'm pretty sure that, like, if he, like, when he comes to Hamilton, he gets fucking, like, he has to be, like, surrounded by security. He was bitching about, like, he comes here to give, like a conference on carbon taxes. And, like, simultaneously, he's got, like, 30 of his fucking Tahoes or whatever out front with V8s idling.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, the hypocrisy is hilarious. So shit like that, he's ridiculous. And, like, I'm not exactly too up on his politics. I just know he's dumb like that. And nobody really likes him, so I'm going to roll with it. I could go into it, but I'm not going to. It's way too dumb. But then I was, like, sitting there, I'm like, listening to this song. I'm like, fuck, I used to make fun of rednecks. Now I kind of want to fucking be a redneck, like, pretty bad. Like, because if
you
shit
could
goes,
just be one.
Well, if shit goes south, let's just say, who the fuck is surviving?
Yeah.
Rednecks.
Okay.
For sure.
I
capable
guess.
People.
What,
like,
can you tell
I
me
don't
what,
know.
Tell me what
capable.
A redneck is. Yeah. You're
well, I mean, like
it.
A guy, like a farm boy who worked, like, you know what I mean? Like, trucks, like likes fixing cars, bow hunting, sure. Blah, or whatever, just hunting. Fucking,
you're talking about a self-sufficient guy.
Yeah, but then he's out there. He's like, yeah, right wing brother. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's the guys. Yeah. They're typically guys flying like fuck Trudeau stickers and Confederate flags. They're typically.
They usually go hand in hand.
No, I'm not going that deep. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm like the older I get, the further I get into the trades. The more I'm like involved, like immersed in that life, I'm like, fuck, this makes way more sense to me than being like in the city, like everybody be nice to each other and it's just getting completely soft. I'm like, I get it. Like morally I'm liberal. Mm-hmm. Politically I'm conservative. Like that's how I vote now for sure. Mm-hmm. Because of just like the idea of being like nice and like caring and would like, you know, helping people out. But those left-wing people, like the extreme lefts, are out of their minds as
well.
Can
I convince you that like the actual truth of the matter has nothing to do with the trades? It's that the older you get, the more you care about like where your money goes. And
sure. But also think about the people that I'm more likely to be surrounded with.
I think that becomes important.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what he's saying.
Well, like working trades is different. Like, first of all, I will say like if you work in an office, it's probably more like catered towards like a left wing, like people went to university.
No one in an office setting is actually who they are when you're talking to them.
Yeah, it's weird and disingenuous.
Everybody's
right?
Wearing a mask, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Which I could see because you have to be, because you have to like kind of walk on eggshells.
I wouldn't even say it's eggshells. I would say it's a professional environment that requires a lot of teamwork and a lot of, you know, discussion. And the last thing you want is to be distracted by political disagreements. There's always political disagreements in groups of more than two people.
You don't think trades are like that?
I think tradespeople are much more keen on, maybe not much more keen, but they understand that they have a specific skill that's going to be in demand regardless of what they bring to the table politically.
Because what you describe as an office setting is 100% what a construction site is like too.
Mm. You think?
You have to work
as a team. They're being fake.
Yeah, you have to, and everything to get accomplished has to be major discussions. But they're being fake too. No, that's the difference.
But it's a way less professional environment.
It's a very professional environment. But
I'm going to side with you here. There's no way that an office setting is more professional than a trades environment, because the risk in trades is so much greater. There's a lot of people with email jobs.
Disagree.
Oh, man. There's a lot of people with email jobs who are just doing whatever the fuck they want all day, every day.
You can disagree because you're an engineer. It's different.
You're closer to his boat than my
exactly.
Boat.
That's why I have an opinion on it. I don't know. When I'm on the floor, I've been on the floor and guys are like, look at this. Showed me like a porno on his phone.
So that's
like,
where it differs.
Okay. If
for
I
sure.
did that to the guy sitting next to me at my desk, I would be fired.
That is 100% the difference. Like, yes, it's like, there's like lacking professionalism in that regard. Like people are fucking spitting on the ground.
That's what I'm saying.
Drywallers are pissing in bottles because it's around piecework. They waste the time to go to the urinal or whatever.
Piecework.
You know, but like, so that's where the professionalism shifts. But if you're going to say a construction site doesn't require like a serious amount of professionalism, you're out of your mind.
Because
it's high risk, and it's also like people say like you're dumb, you're gonna go be a construction worker. And then you get on a construction site. If you're not just like a fucking broom pusher, if you're actually involved in like the upscaling of the building, there's a lot fucking going on. A lot of planning, a lot of risk. Like people can die, right? And if you're fucking dumb, you can die easily. Like that's like the craziest part. Plus it's like the actual like infrastructure of a building is fucking is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like the shit that goes into it is nuts.
If you make a mistake, like you die or the people who use the building die, there's no chance of me dying at the, you know, maybe at the paper shredder there's a little chance, but at the photocopier, like no one's, what is the number of, you know, there's no national day for mourning photocopier deaths. You know?
Yeah. Well, then there's like,
I don't think that is professionalism versus not.
I think it forces
it's a different
professionalism,
kind of professionalism.
Yeah, when you have an environment where risk is not only prevalent,
I don't think professionalism is the word.
It's not competence.
You have to be way more competent at your job on a construction site, certainly than the guy who's sitting beside you sending emails and shit.
For sure. Fake email jobs.
Yeah. But like that guy's not coming up to me being like, hey man, fucking fist bump and fucking face tattoos and shit.
A lot of people have fake email jobs. Like I think my job is a fake email job most of the time. But like a lot of people have those jobs, and there's nothing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but this is one thing that drives me nuts.
None of my friends have ever had those jobs.
It's a fake email job,
so I don't know what that even is. Like I have a desk job, but I don't.
It's the administrative work you do.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, I know, but like I always see like reels and Instagrams and all that shit being like, hey, I wake up, I send like 5 emails, and then I look on Instagram.
I'm not
and then
like
that's
that.
It, and then
that's
it's fucking
not,
it.
That's not me.
But I don't understand sure. how does that exist? I don't get it.
It's a great question. It doesn't. Crazy now that interest rates are higher. Everyone's getting fired, right?
But like, what is your job title?
How many people made day in the life? It's project management, which is like.
I don't know. I mean, my job, I would not want to be a project manager.
It's shitty. That's what I mean.
It's hard.
I think
it's hardcore. It's hard work.
I think some days. My job, I don't think my job is like not rewarding. I enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. But I think that there are days where I know that the stuff I'm doing just has no, it doesn't matter what I'm doing that day. There's not going to be anything that I do, sending emails, writing like little reports or doing document, like filing or whatever stuff that I have to do.
Yeah, you're never
document
like a crush.
Well,
never
I shouldn't like even crunch. Say, I shouldn't say filing. Like sometimes I'll do like document work where you're like doing like, for example, writing up cross training documents, right? Mm-hmm. For different pieces of equipment. Because you have like a little, like I have a little bit of background.
I don't even know what you do.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air because I am not fucking sharing that in there. But the long, it's hard to explain when you don't tell people what you do. But anyway, the long and short of it is, I think there's a lot of jobs where people are like, to your point, the TikToker is making this. Here's a day in the life of a 24-year-old like product manager.
But she used to work from product
at Facebook.
Manager, just work from
and what's
home,
she
you
doing?
Roll out of bed.
She got an 8-hour day. 6 of the hours are her going to the granola and yogurt dispenser in the calf.
Yeah,
and
tough
you
day.
Know, putting on a cute mm-hmm. outfit and going to yoga in the morning.
And then coming home and bitching about how hard your life is.
You're fired.
Is.
And then my boyfriend DJ'd for me and my dog. Can you imagine being that guy in the video?
Yeah,
you get cucked by the entire viewer like population of Reels or TikTok or whatever.
I just don't.
You're on the same platform as the
dog.
But
like, I don't understand like. If that is your job and you have, you know, you're making good money
do not
at
share.
Facebook.
Do not share.
Why?
Yeah.
Why
they
would
know.
You want to become a, why would you want to become a fucking,
because they don't
influence.
Yeah, this is like take the free shit.
Well,
you're on a
like,
free
my
ride.
Job they is already easy. That. I want it to be even easier. I want to be an influencer.
The whole point is that they don't know how easy the job is. This is the problem. These guys, I say guys,
they think
honestly,
it's fucking hard.
It was mostly like 20-year-old girls, right? They're kind of like building a simp army to follow them. It looks like, in my opinion anyway. And you see their replies like, oh, good for you, girl.
Yeah, but like, again, I guess a counterpoint to my
other
point is. They
don't know how easy the job is. And that's why they post it, because they think it's a real job. It's a fake email job. And as soon as something like rates go up and money gets more expensive and you got to cut operational costs, you're the first one out the door.
Well, look at that. Look at how many, they said they've cut tech jobs have been like, there's like 250,000 tech jobs cut or something
tons,
this year.
Yeah.
It's like, how the fuck does Spotify lay off 20% of their workforce? And do you notice a difference on your
no.
fucking
when
phone?
When I go to my
app?
Music, it
no.
still plays.
Fuck no. How the fuck can you lay off 20,000? How can you lay off like 10,000 people and
know,
nothing?
Do you know why that? Do you know why that was even possible? Because when Elon bought Twitter, he laid off 75% of the staff.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, what a loser. Twitter's never going to work now. Not only does it work, it's better. I don't have any problems finding information on topics that I want to see. I paid the other day for the premium plus Twitter package. It's like $15 a month, no ads, no bullshit, full res videos. Everything I reply to goes right to the top of the list. It's fantastic.
Well,
it's a better product now than it was before.
I hate
with
Twitter.
No one working there.
You want to know why it's better? When because he laid off 75%. Probably
why?
Because he just eliminated any conflict.
Yeah, maybe.
Like because like if you have like say well, let's whatever say that there's 100,000 people there, whatever, just for a number.
Sure.
So he lays off 75,000 people. Now there's 25,000 people. There's 75,000 people less to argue anything, marketing.
Yeah.
Like what you know what I mean? Like whatever they fucking do.
Well, I was also thinking like. You in a team, you just need someone that's just going to make decisions, right or wrong.
Yep.
Someone just has to make decisions.
Yep.
If you fucking every little like minute detail, if you like have a meeting on it and you're like, hey, we have to get this right. It
takes forever.
And it just takes so long, so much red tape and so much. If someone's just like, yo, we'll do it this way. And then like a week goes by and you find out that was the wrong decision. At Twitter, you can just reverse it and be like, okay, cool. Do it the other way.
Yeah.
You know, someone just needs to make decisions. Like I think, I mean, Zuckerberg said it like a long time ago. He said, fail quickly.
Yeah. Yep, just make the call. Like that's like, call. Like I've like now that I'm further into my apprenticeship, it's like more so it's everything's shifting now. Like I'm not just like low man. I'm like they're like here, you just go do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like okay, so I have to go deal with something that I've never fucking dealt with before. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I just have to figure this out like quickly because he's like, what the fuck's taking so fucking long? Hurry up. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, never done this. I'm just fucking winging it, right?
And you got to make start making decisions.
So, but like you take your skills that you've learned over the years and you just kind of like put them all like into play. Like what have I done before that's similar to this? Like how can I like, you know, put it like putting a panel, making it flush like in the wall? Like how can I space it? Like what the fuck have I done before to do shit like that? Like just stupid little skills you pick up on the way, right? So like... Yeah, so now you have to like, you said it, make decisions. So I have to just sit there and go, okay, I'm making a call right now. Exactly. This is how it's going.
Yeah.
Like, okay, and hope to God it fucking works.
But like, that's what your bosses want because like my boss has been away for a month and I've had to like fill in for him on a bunch of meetings and shit. And you're like my boss's boss doesn't want to just be asked about every single fucking detail.
Yeah,
he's got so much shit going on.
Bigger
you know?
Fish to fry.
Yeah. You need to be able to make your own fucking decisions. Like I was just in Mexico teaching people my job basically. Right. And ever since I got back every single day, at least 3 or 4 messages from the people in Mexico saying, hey, this is what's going on. This is a problem. How do we deal with this? How
They've
do we deal with
this?
You've
never seen it before, right?
Or it's like,
and you just go figure it out, bud.
It's like,
you're
hey,
on your
man,
own. I'm gone.
We have very similar job titles. Like you, like, it's not like I'm your superior. I don't have special training that you don't have besides tons of experience, but like, you can make this call. Like, why do I have to do it? You know, I get it because I have more experience, but like at some point you're just going to have to fucking do it yourself.
Can't
you
hold
know?
Your hand forever.
It's literally every single day. They're like, hey, like this is it. Do you want more information? I'm like, yeah, well, I just want you to do it. You know?
Yeah. Like when I first started, like I was like a first year apprentice and I was like, I was with a journeyman. We were talking. I kept asking him questions. Cause I'd rather ask the question than just receive the verbal assault that's coming your way.
Right.
It's like, what are you fucking stupid? It's like, yes, yeah. I am.
See, that's
I don't
the other
know,
thing.
It's right?
not like in an office that would never happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm sitting there. Like, I remember it was probably when, like, I still ask questions if I'm genuinely unsure.
I ask tons of questions.
My knowledge is gained to a point now.
Those guys want to talk to you about
I'm not afraid to ask a question. Like, it's like, if I don't know, I'm not, like, they're mentors, right? In a sense, right?
Exactly.
Like, they are, like, full on. They're just, like, a little bit more, you know, hard shelled.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember I, like, asked this guy, he's probably your age. Like, he's not even that much older than me. He just, like, comes up. I just, like... Hey, Stevie, like, how do I do this? He just walks up and just grabs my hand. He's like, come on, buddy, let's go. We'll figure it out. He's like holding my hand.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not going to be doing this for much longer. You know that. Like, you fucking idiot. I'm like, fuck's sakes. Like, but that is like the professionalism shift from like trades
team
to the
building.
Office,
yeah,
right?
Like
but
if someone
it's still
said
very
that to me, I
would
be like, go fucking figure it yourself, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You could never. I would
no,
be
you
fired.
Couldn't. Exactly. Yeah. So that's the difference between like an office and trade. But it's very much so like a very professional and team environment, like a lot of planning, a lot of like, there's a lot going on. Like, you know, people don't kind of underestimate how much actually goes into putting up a structure.
Yeah.
Like what, like the infrastructure, like the plumbing, like there's, and it's got to be all like
proper,
planned
yeah,
and it's got to be like in an order. Like you got to work together with other trades. Every trade hates each other.
Yeah,
so you're constantly, fuck.
And it's always the other guy's
That's
fault.
That's so great.
He's either
electricians.
Too
electricians,
far behind.
We're just... We get everybody hates
the
us.
The project slowed
fucking
down.
Hates
here.
Us.
The drywallers.
Yeah. We're just like, well, because we're sitting there like everybody hates us, and I'm like, okay, because we get paid well.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is like, it looks a lot easier, but like I'm like, okay, come do it, because I'm sitting here actually like thinking harder. The physical labor is probably a lot easier than like say an iron worker who's fucking slinging beams.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Like that's fucking hardcore. Like they're like 80 feet up, just like walking on beams. Those guys are crazy. Like I have tons of respect for every other trade, but like then I just get like rained on by other trades. You guys are the fucking worst. You guys don't clean up. When I got yelled at for cleaning up. What the fuck are you doing with the broom? You're way too expensive for that.
Yeah.
Like I got in trouble.
Yeah.
For being a good employee.
Well, the cleanup union's got to get that.
And the laborers get pissed off.
The screw turners union.
The laborers get like fucking $40 an hour.
That's great. There's a union for that?
Yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
One of the biggest unions of all time.
Of course
it is. LiUNA.
That's insane.
LiUNA. They're like the biggest union ever.
Of course, because there's so many people. There's no fucking free.
I don't even know how many members they have. They have fucking so many members.
Well, how many just general labor jobs is there? There's so many.
Did you see LiUNA got Fauci to do a talk at LiUNA Gardens like 2 months ago?
No.
Did you go?
Obviously not. I would have gone with a fucking picket sign.
Labor is a fucking sweet job. Like they just do like odd jobs around the site. Like they just walk around. Like one guy, like this guy was the dumbest guy I've ever seen on a job site. Like so like classic like dopey. hey, what's going on?
Yeah,
like, he's
yeah.
just like so simple. Fucking nice. Sweatpants.
Nice.
Like fucking huge gut. Like the guy is dumb.
He's making 140K.
Yeah. Probably he's like making more money than me, and he's so dumb. All he did was walk around with a broom and a big like bin that he could sweep garbage into. And I'm sitting there like, you do this, and he's did it for like 2 years straight. That's all he fucking did.
Is AI gonna take that job?
I hope so. Fuck. He'd just come over and like I'm like so busy doing my shit, and he'd come over, and he'd just be like leaning on his broom like. Like it's like a hockey player
don't
talking
you have to be
a
at least
ref,
like
physically
just like
leaning
fit?
On yeah. his stuff. This guy was not physically fucking fit.
Wow.
He was fat as fuck too. And it was crazy. And he would just sit there talking to me. Like I'm not busy at all. Like he's like, I know you're not busy, dude, but I am like in my head right now doing this shit.
Right.
Can you please fuck off and go stand in the corner
hey, man,
and
catch
sleep.
The game
yeah,
last
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, dude, just fuck off.
No, I didn't.
Man, it's so like we volunteered last weekend.
Yeah.
And it was basically just doing like menial tasks.
Where'd you go?
I don't know what it was called.
Okay.
It was, I don't know. But it was fucking, there's a sharing. Huge fucking production. But yeah, so we were just like sorting presents and then breaking down boxes and then putting out water bottles and shit. It was like, I had not done like just like a menial
mindless
task
work.
Job in so long. And it was like,
kind of nice.
It's a podcast
it
job.
Was, you
it's
just,
a headphones job.
You can just rip. Like you just rip. And it's so yeah. funny because like I can see who doesn't do this on who did. You can just really see like work ethic right away.
Yeah.
Because like you'll see like, I mean, I don't want to like no one that I went with. Everyone that I went with is like actually like knew could do their shit. But people like that were just like, oh, like what should we do next? Asking me, and I'm like, yeah. I don't fucking know. I'm just gonna see something and just go do it. There's
it
a bunch of boxes
though.
Over there that need to be broken down. I'm gonna go break them down. Find a place for them, you know. And then like look what else needs to be done. And then start doing that. We were done in like. So fucking quick. It
it's
was
so,
sick.
The funniest thing is that all of us probably have a similar experience where you're like the pack leader all of a sudden, even though you really shouldn't
yeah,
have
you're in
any
a dumb
special
room.
Talent.
You're in a dumb room.
Yeah,
spend so much time in a higher quality
yeah,
room.
You just
you go
become,
down to the dumb one.
You
and
just become
like the,
like
guy,
the instant
like,
leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't like yeah. this. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Like you notice that like that it's funny how that like translates into like so many different things. Like I play hockey and like
sports
in a good
sure.
in like on a good team, right? Like mm-hmm. and I'm like, you know, pretty middle of the pack, whatever. Don't really think about it. Like, I'm not giving any orders. I'm just
right.
out there. Yeah, good shift, boys. We were talking about that the other night. And then I go play with, like, people that suck. And everyone's, like, looking at me like I'm the greatest. I'm like, dude, I fucking suck at hockey.
Yeah.
You guys just really fucking suck.
Hey, when are we
going
to strap on the skates and head to the driving park?
Whenever you're fucking ready to get smoked.
Yeah, I'm down. Fuck
I don't know
yeah,
what that
sure.
was about, but
hands
whatever.
The hands are fucking
I'd like
apparently
to go.
Come out to
I,
play.
I might
fucking dance.
I might go
ass.
Get them sharpened tomorrow if I got some time. I might go over to.
Even though you had any.
Go to Titan.
They're in the garage. They're in the garage. I got tacks, bud. You
take
kidding
them.
Me?
You got. Ooh, you have a hockey stick?
No, I don't have a stick. Mm. And I don't have any.
You righty or lefty?
Gloves. Righty.
I got a stick for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's wood.
Fuck yeah. We should definitely rip. I'm super
wood's
down.
Good, yeah. I wouldn't mind going. It was busy there the other night.
We got a wooden twig.
I walked by with a dog.
Oh, so it's live now?
Yeah.
It's open? Yeah, okay, good.
He's been flooding for 2 weeks probably.
Well, it just fucking rained so hard today. I doubt it's going to be all right.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. It depends on how much ice is there. I think you could handle probably a couple of days. If it's like 9 degrees like it's supposed to be tomorrow
yeah, it's gonna
and
be fucked.
Monday.
Yeah, they have that.
They have the undercooling.
Yeah.
It's still going to be fucked. Yeah, it's still going to be fucked.
Okay, maybe I won't go tomorrow to get my skates sharpened, but soon I'm going to go.
Well,
I
mean, you should go over the break. The skates stay sharp, eh? You can just get them done.
I haven't sharpened those skates in 10 years.
You
probably.
Think if you just leave them sitting, they're going to dull up on it?
I don't know.
That's
they're
true.
They're in the
garage. We skate
aren't
so
rusty?
Much every week, and yeah. like I barely get my skate sharpened.
Really?
I mean, I should do it more, but like, I don't know.
How do you do crossovers?
It's not like the fucking edge just goes away.
I don't know. We got to find
skating
out about
on
that.
Rounds.
Yeah. I haven't played hockey in a long time, but I'd like to.
I would love to see you on skates. I'm super curious.
I'm pretty good on skates. I don't know why. I mean,
you shouldn't say that.
You guys know me well enough to know that I'm a fucking pretty. I was gonna say decent, but
here
no, I'm a pretty good athlete. I'm a pretty good athlete. I can skate.
Yeah, but I feel like
no, Joe, you're
it's
the
been
best
a while.
Athlete.
It'll
you're
I'll
the
be
best
rusty
athlete
for sure.
I've ever
I'll
met
be rusty
in my life.
For sure.
Easily.
Some I think people, you're, some I think you're the probably, best. You're the best at sports.
Some people probably
ever.
Believe. Some people probably believe that.
Yeah, but I feel like skating is like that. Like is the great equalizer. Like if you don't actually skate, it doesn't matter if you're the best athlete in the world. But NFL players, if they go and play hockey, that doesn't fucking matter. They're shit. Probably.
Yeah, they can't fucking skate
for sure.
The first time they get on the ice, they're gonna be bad. I used to play hockey. I'll be all
right. Right.
Okay. It's been a while though. Been
still,
while.
It's gonna be. You're gonna get those sea legs though.
For sure.
Maybe.
Very weird. No guarantee.
But you probably skate like what once. twice a year?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't skated in 8 years, probably.
Oh, my God. Oh,
really?
Gonna, oh, okay. Long
you were
going to
be like Bambi on ice out there.
You think?
Nah, probably.
Not quite weak, Bambi, weak. But you're going to be rough. It's going to be, you're
I'm a little I'm a little worried about how it's going to feel on my Achilles tendon on the one side.
Not good.
I doubt it. Yeah, because they're pretty tight, right? It's pretty good heel lock on those things, which I try to avoid now when I buy shoes. But
they're skates, though.
Yeah.
You
but
need them.
I know. I know. That's what I mean. It's not going to feel great. I'll have to get used to it.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Get a good stretch.
We should do that. I'd be down to do that.
It's, man, honestly, one thing I really like about Dundas is that there's like a lot of community support for stuff like ice rinks. If they put an ice rink anywhere else in the city, it'd be vandalized,
yeah,
it'd be destroyed, like, yeah, tents on it, ice fishing. But no, over there, it's pretty nice. And that guy's been vibing on the Zamboni in the morning. So I take
nice.
I take Moose there.
See, that guy's got a good job.
Great gig. That's a city job. That's a city job.
Yeah.
They have a little facility in the driving park where those guys are doing like maintenance.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that's pretty good, man. If that's you had that job. If that was your home base for your city maintenance job, like crushing it, man. You'd be crushing it.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Anything else you want to talk about here?
I can do that job. Well, I mean, you guys have no topics. I come up with I just openly admitted that I wanted to be a redneck. Like you guys got nothing to
If we now that we're if we're gonna do this every 2 weeks, I would say we could probably come up with some topics in our little
When do you want to do our next one? Because I was going to say, New Year, is there any financial goals? We don't have that much time, obviously.
We should do another. Why don't we just do another one before New Year's?
What, financial for the show?
Yeah.
What the show can make?
Or the show or yourself.
Each. Yeah. Each. But we got to reinvest it.
It's all drip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll drip it.
Well, we'll get
show reinvestment.
2W1B gold chains.
And
But there's shows.
The show
chains.
Owns them.
Yeah, the chains.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We'll get a couple of them. We'll get
company asset.
Yeah. So for like when we'll open up like a record label and shit, so we can hook it to the rappers. They can rock it in their videos.
So we're gonna sign a bunch of rappers.
Just get a bunch of ice.
We do need. We need a sponsor. We have to get a sponsor for this show.
Why don't we become a sponsor?
Yeah.
You think about that? Flip the script on them.
Me?
No, we'll start sponsoring other podcasts.
Yeah.
This podcast sponsored by Two Whites and a Blue.
I don't know.
We'll pay them.
That could be sick.
It's called investing.
It's just like that's like multi-layered marketing.
Once you start making money, doing a show, everything is like the number of avenues that open up for like, you know, buying equipment and stuff like that really makes a
big
difference.
Whoa, really? You can start spending money if you make money?
Well,
that's
not only
insane.
That, but like you basically have to for tax, right? You have to spend the money. If you don't spend it, then you're going to pay a ton more in taxes, which reminds me, I have to pay the CBP.
So what do we, can we like somehow manage to like,
today's
get
what?
like an investment as like a, like a cash hold so we don't have to pay taxes? Like just
we can figure it out. I know how to do it now. Today's the 23rd. Are we going to record? If we
we'll just buy a bunch of NFTs.
If we record one more before the new year,
we should be able to.
Yeah, one episode about financial goals for 2024.
Is that like a glimmer of motivation from you, Will, to come do the show?
He's in the studio.
Are you back?
He's back.
The studio. I like what you did here.
I love what you've done with the place.
Yeah, it looks great on camera. You guys should see on the other side of the camera. It's a fucking mess of wires and accessories.
Yeah, Joey's got no cable management skill set.
Not at all.
I just don't care.
It's been pissing me off since I fucking got here.
I just don't care.
I didn't even come down here and I knew that the cable management was terrible.
I have to get a proper desk, and that's probably step number one to get all the stuff in the right place. Because you can see I dragged like the equipment off the desk to make it work. But anyway, it's fine.
You know what my goal is for the show next year? It's going to be bigger than the CBP.
Nice. Me too.
That'd be great. Man, I'm all for it. Let's do it. I'm happy to.
I'm going to gain 100,000 Instagram Twitter followers
to get in
by
there.
Next year.
Oh, I'm going to start a Twitter. Okay, so next episode, we all got to come in with our fucking
new
Twitter handles. Yeah, and then you guys can follow us.
And you can put it right down there.
Yeah.
We do that. Yeah, we usually do that on the other show.
And then we'll see. And then another personal goal I'm going to have is I want to get a tweet with like 5 million retweets.
5 million.
Oh my God!
Set the bar.
That might be the all-time
fuck.
Record.
Yeah,
yeah. That might be tough.
That's a good goal. I got a year. I can pull that off. Think about it. I'm just gonna tweet every day.
Not 100% sure, Mike, but I wish you all the best in that regard.
Well, why wouldn't I? Thank you.
My goal is for this episode to make us 10 grand.
10,000. That's impossible.
The golden episode.
Yeah, that's the only way I'll do another one.
And I got to tell you, it was pretty rusty and rough, but
but it's good being back at the table
push
here.
It hard.
got the beers out. We got the topics flowing.
Yeah,
next week we'll come back. Financial goals, and we'll have a little bit of fun.
And I'll have my Twitter handle ready to
that's
rock.
It. And I'll figure
really
out the third set of headphones
same.
Too, I guess. And that's it. Until then, we'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Peace.
Great. Oh, the peace. I forgot about the peace. Probably an hour. 5:05